21. Caleb. "Sergeant Caleb Card," Riley Valentine said, her eyes as condescending as ever. Only Caleb knew this wasn't the real Valentine. The Axon had chosen a face he would recognize, but not necessarily one he liked to interact with.
"Welcome to the QNet."
"QNet," Caleb replied. "Quantum network?"
"It's still in its infancy, but we're making good progress. In another N or two, we'll have complete access throughout the universe, the same as the Relia do today."
"You're building a collective for Axon?"
"Not exactly. This is war, Card, you know that."
"You're planning to attack the collective," Caleb said. "To shut it down?"
"To control it. To use it. The lesser Relia receive their marching orders through the collective. What if we can intercept those orders and change them? The war would be over tomorrow."
"And the Axon would win."
"I would win," Valentine corrected.
Caleb raised an eyebrow at the comment. His understanding of the Axon was that they had evolved beyond things such as war. It was the reason they had created the intellects, to do the dirty work for them.
"Who are you?" Caleb asked. "We are Vite," Valentine replied.
"You said I, and then you said we. Which one is it?"
"I am one and many," Valentine said. Her shape changed, morphing into a more alien form. Its head was more of an oval shape that tapered and flattened in the back. Its eyes were large and purple, its nose small, its mouth lipless and toothless. Its skin was light brown and covered in short, thick hairs that resembled spines. It had long, narrow limbs that ended in three-fingered hands with opposable thumbs. It wore a simple brown robe cinched at the waist with a dark metal belt and a dark hooded cloak pulled back from its head. "You've never seen a true Axon before, have you?" Vite asked.
"No," Caleb admitted.
"There are few of us remaining. The Relia have slaughtered so many."
He shook his head.
"We were like you once, Caleb, like humans, many, many ends ago. Our focus was on the discovery and understanding of the universe. We traveled the stars, searching for items to catalog and observe. Our purpose was to be the stewards of life across the galaxy, like shepherds to a flock, to use one of your terms. But then we made the discovery that changed everything."
"The hunger," Caleb said.
"Yes. Our scouts discovered the hunger. They observed their endless conquest, watched them topple civilizations and feed on the remains before moving on. We observed and calculated their pattern of expansion, and once we understood when they would reach our worlds, we started to prepare. Those preparations were for nothing. For all of our efforts to defend our outer worlds, the Relia continued to advance. They're too numerous to contain. Too numerous to destroy. Our worlds began to fall."
"You're losing the war," Caleb said.
"We were losing the war," Vite rectified, "because too few of us were willing to do what was necessary. Despite all of our learning and technology, we placed limits on ourselves. Logical rules intended to defend our civilization without losing everything we had gained. Without losing our identity. Rules that would have cost us everything if one of us didn't have the strength to break them."
"You mean you?"
"I went on the offensive. I unlocked the potential of our knowledge to use for our survival. I found a means to fight back against the hunger. I captured their queen," he shouted at that, voice furious. "And for that they branded me a traitor. They called me a savage for refusing to accept our end. They cast me out."
"You have Nyarlath?"
"I do."
"Her creatures are attacking Earth."
"I know."
"Why?"
"Because the Relia aren't the problem. They're part of the solution."
Caleb had a feeling he was going to regret asking, but he did it anyway. "What solution is that?"
The Axon and the Relia are the two most successful races in the universe. By bringing them together under one patriarch, I can ensure the survival of all of those who accept my rule.
So why attack Earth? Caleb asked. There must be more important planets out there.
Earth is the fulcrum, strategically positioned between the Axon and Relia, the single most valuable world in the universe.
So why not just destroy us? Why bring me here? Why talk to me at all?
Because the hunger requires a food supply, and we require an army to fuel my war. Your kind isn't without value to me, and you are unique among them all, Caleb Card. You overcame the Relia as we did, though on a smaller scale. You can be of great use to me.
I would never agree to that. I'm a Space Force Marine. I took an oath, and I'll die before I break it.
I respect your loyalty. Your oath is to protect the people under your charge, isn't it?
Yes, that means humans. All of us.
Wrong. You took an oath as a member of the United States Marine Corps, which transferred over to the Space Force when the services were merged and extended to the civilians on the Deliverance when you became a Guardian.
Caleb stared at Veidt. How do you know so much about me?
Everything flows through the collective. You know that. Do you think Nyarlath is the only Relia I've been able to hack?
Shub-Niggu, Caleb said. You have a direct line, don't you?
Information that can take years to propagate throughout the entire hunger comes to me first. I know all about you, Caleb.
A long finger extended toward Walt.
The servant was an Edenrise waiting for you. Her survival was no accident. Neither was yours.
Walt's mouth opened to respond, but she seemed unable to speak. You wanted this meeting, Caleb said. Why?
To put the truth in front of you before it can be corrupted.
What truth is that?
I will win this war and bring prosperity to those who serve us, including you, Caleb Card. Help me finish what I've started on Earth, and I will help you fulfill your oath. The Jaxcluth within the borders of what you knew as the United States will stop their attacks on humans and will instead destroy every last trife in the region. Your domain will have the security to rebuild its civilization without threat.
It was an interesting and very specific proposition, one designed to entice Caleb. He could uphold the oaths he had made and stop the killing. He could save hundreds of thousands of lives. Nyarlath offered me the entire planet if I set her free, Caleb said.
We heard. It's an impossible task, Caleb. Even if you were able to find her, you would never get close. I won't allow it.
Caleb didn't doubt that. Veidt had access to resources Earth could only dream of, while he had access to what? A cyborg sheriff? He had never promised to save the entire world. His loyalty was to his country, and preserving part of the planet was better than losing the whole thing, wasn't it? What do you want in exchange? Caleb asked.
There's a resistance forming against me. We want you to end it.
You mean Sheriff Duke?
There are others. But especially Sheriff Duke. He refused me, and everything he loves will die because of it. Your family and friends are gone. But I can still make you suffer. Refuse me, and every last human you swore an oath to protect will die, both here and on Essex.
The statement sent a shockwave through Caleb like a jolt of electricity that raced through his brain. A blinding white light followed, blotting out everything around him and leaving his head throbbing so hard he could hear the pulsing of blood through his temples. His eyes shot open, and he gasped and spasmed, sucking in air.
Colonel?
Caleb twisted his head to his right. Corporal Hotch was standing beside him, a concerned look on his face.
Ishek?
Caleb said. There was no response from the advocate, but Caleb could feel the connection was still intact.
Colonel, are you okay? Hotch asked. Who's Ishek?
Caleb didn't answer. He looked past Hotch as the privacy shield of the opposite rack slid open, revealing Walt. Her face was pale, and she looked confused and terrified.
Caleb, what happened?
Ishek's voice poured into Caleb's mind. At the same time, Walt's face hardened, her fear vanishing as Nyarlath's parasite regained control. Not Nyarlath's, Vite's. Walt's face split in a cold, knowing grin, her eyes flicking from Caleb to Hotch. Caleb had his orders. Would he follow them?